Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera at the Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are tuning in on Facebook, and I have to apologize. I think we're still having some technical challenges with Facebook, so if the audio sounds a little bit strange and Mike and I look a little bit strange, it's because that's why technology works sometimes. But we are working on it as usual. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and watching us on Facebook, but more importantly, obviously, downloading the podcast. We continue to get thousands of downloads a month. It's exciting. It's great. And I want to continue that. So if you're watching the podcast or if you have not downloaded the podcast yet, do us a favor. You could go online and just type in anywhere, really, on Google or anywhere else, just Real Estate Radio Live, or go to the website, reradiolive.com. You could find the podcast anywhere and download it. That way you could listen to the show at your convenience when it makes sense for you. The focus has always been the same since we started the show, and we work really hard with partnerships like Mike and I work together, and some of the other partnerships, the shows that we do, the content we deliver is really, the goal is to deliver as much education, information, and valuable resources as we can to you, the consumers, so that when you decide to buy real estate, sell real estate, finance real estate, anything to do with real estate, really, we hope that we give you a lot of information and value so you make better decisions. And the one thing that we'll say before we get the show started too, and Mike, you know, jump in if you'd like, that we're big fans of...
No, I'm just going to let you talk. I'm going to let you talk the whole show.
We're big fans of having a team, people you trust in the real estate and financing world. Our focus, our goal is not to, you know, make you an expert, but hopefully it gives you enough information when you do decide to make these decisions. Because let's face it, we joke from time to time, but it is still, these are some big decisions. These are some decisions when you decide to jump in on a purchase, $1 million+, you know, finance a home. Those are big purchases. Sometimes in a world we live in today, it doesn't seem like it, but that's a still big commitment.
Yeah, it always baffles me that people don't do that with such a big purchase, mm-hmm. really. I mean, put together a team, ask the right questions, take the time
right.
to do the due diligence to make an informed decision, you know?
Yeah.
People will do more research on a pair of shoes sometimes than they will on a home purchase, so, you know.
Yeah, or even vacation, as much as I love vacations, yeah. believe me, and I love to do the research and book vacations, but it's true. I think there's some data around that. So as Mike mentioned, it's good to really do the due diligence, talk to people you trust, put together a team. If you don't, I would recommend that. And the last thing I'll say to that, and you hear me talk about this a lot too, try to, even though you can't avoid it, when it comes to, you know, really try to recognize the emotional sides of these decisions and be careful with that. I mean, when you're buying a home and selling a home, don't get me wrong, it's emotional. When you're relocating, it's emotional. I'm not saying it's not, but before you make some big decisions, try to put stuff on paper, write down the positives and negatives, rather than just like, oh my God, I'm so in love with that house, but I really can't afford it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
right?
No, exactly. And if you have another word of advice, I guess we're doing an advice hotline
right
now. So
whether you want it or not,
yeah,
you're
we'll
get
go
it.
Down this rabbit hole. But what I do with clients, especially if they're in a relationship, if it's two people that are buying a home, I have them make sure they're on the same page when it comes to the property and the things mm-hmm. that they're looking for, and really, because sometimes they don't talk about it.
That's funny.
Amongst yeah. each other. And then it comes out later.
And
so
you can tell when you get together with them whether
oh, yeah.
they're talking.
Oh, yeah. So make sure you're on the same page. And that's not just with if you want a three-bedroom or a four-bedroom with just the house stats. I'm talking about mm-hmm. everything.
Right.
Mortgage, all that other stuff. You want to be on the same page. So
yeah. Good point. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about the market. And I do think it looks like we're getting some activity. And when I say that, it's some jump-up activity, more activity in the Silicon Valley. I can't really speak to the nation. Most of what we do here on the show is From time to time, we give you some statistics and data nationally, but for the most part, we focus on the Silicon Valley or Northern California. And it really looks like things are starting to pick up some. And I would say you've been listening to Mike and I over the last several months, and you've probably been listening to me more than that over the last 6 or 7 months. That
poor guys.
It's a great time to buy. And I've said this before, and I don't want to beat it to death, but I'd hate to see those people that are on the sidelines, or that you think, well, I'm going to wait for the prices to come down, and all of a sudden markets flipped or markets turned very quickly. And here's the thing, Mike, I did a podcast last week on was, and I think it was to be a leader in the market or not a follower. And one of the things I talked about was, just like stock, you don't know the bottom or the top of the market
until it's
over.
You don't know until it's 6 months or a year later.
So just be like careful of that.
Just like we know the peak of the market was last May and June now. Really,
exactly.
I mean, we kind of knew that about 6 months ago, but yeah.
That's true.
You don't know until it's over.
So what we're going to talk a little bit about today is a little bit of a market update, inventory. We see some activity, some additional activity. So that would be the message to you out there if you're listening to this podcast. If you know someone that's thinking about selling their home, buying a home recently, and they're holding off or hesitating, and you know, have them give us a call. And I would say that get ready to get some activity and make that move if it makes sense for you. And then after that, we're going to talk a little bit about some statistics, some data we got today. This is hard to believe still. Mike and I were talking about before we started. So almost 40% of homes in the U.S. are mortgage-free, debt-free, owned-free and clear. That is still hard for me to believe. But, you know, who am I to say? It could be fake news, right?
We don't deliver fake news on Real
Here
Estate
it is.
Radio Live.
For those that are watching, it's not fake news. Well, it could be fake news. Let me see who signed it. Yeah. No, but the Housing Wire has an article here, and it goes into more details. But the reason we're going to talk about that is because that's a huge percent of people that have a ton of equity in your house. And sometimes someone might, you know, so you could look at a bunch of equity in your home a couple different ways. One, if you own it free and clear, you're excited, you know, you had a party, you burned the deed, you're like, oh, I own the house, don't have any. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is you have a lot of equity that's yours, and you could do some things with it. And Mike and I are going to talk about that. And I know conventional wisdom over the years is people's like, oh, no, pay your house off, pay it off. I would argue with that. I would debate that depending on your age, what your goals are, what your strategies are. What I'm saying, and I don't know your thoughts, Mike, for someone to say, no matter what your age is, make it a priority to pay your mortgage off, I would disagree with that, is my point.
Yeah.
I would say it's not. Now, it depends, right? Depends where you are.
All I'm thinking about is all that equity
is your mortgage.
You know, is going to Vegas.
There you go.
We could do a
That's
show
funny.
On Vegas. We take out
be,
the money and
fun.
You know, go put it all in black.
Put it on black. There you go. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So let's jump into the purchase market. We've said it before. We just want to repeat it. Inventory, Mike, is it still a little over 2,000
yeah,
or so?
Yeah, about a little under 2,400 when I checked the other day. About 1,600 single families and the rest townhouses and condos. What I've noted, and I agree with you, it's definitely picked up a little bit, but really focused on the single family market because typically what happens is the condos and townhouses lag because the single families aren't that much more expensive now at this point with prices getting compressed a little bit. So then people are starting to look at those as like, okay, I could probably afford a single family. Then I know I'm HOA. And I'm not putting down condos and townhouses by any means. There's still a roof over people's heads. But I would say that when there's more inventory, people start to focus back in on single family and leave condos and townhouses behind.
Yeah.
And so I've seen those sitting a little bit longer, but there has been some uptick in activity in single family purchase.
Yeah, and so a couple of things I want, again, if you're listening to this, maybe it doesn't apply to you, pass it on to friends, family, coworkers, whatever, but there's some things you really need to do if you're getting ready and maybe you've been thinking about buying or selling. So make sure, again, you're working with someone you trust on the real estate side. If you don't know anyone or you don't trust anyone, or maybe you've worked with someone in the past.
Trust someone, one person.
That's true. Trust somebody. Reach out to us. Seriously, we've said this before. There's a lot of, if nothing else, what we want you to do is ask good questions, and we'll give you some good answers and help you if you need some guidance along that. Make sure you have the right team. If you're getting ready to purchase, or you're getting ready to sell, but you're going to turn around and purchase after you sell, I can't, you know, encourage you enough to make sure you get pre-approved and underwritten approved on the financing side. I go through this all the time. So does Mike. It's really important. The market's always competitive no matter what. You want to be in position to make a strong offer. And the only way you could do that is to make sure you have all your ducks in a row when it comes to financing.
You don't want to be fumbling around at the last minute.
No, you just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So real quickly, Mike, kind of go through a checklist, if you will. People, let's say someone's getting ready and they're thinking, okay, really, now is the time to sell. Do you have like four or five things you would say, you know, try to focus on these things if you're getting ready to sell right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. I don't want to take too long, but basically, houses that are selling right now are prepped and looking good.
Okay.
You don't want to be, again, similarly to the buying process and being unprepared without being having approval, all that other stuff. On the selling side, you want to be prepared. Have the house prepped and ready, you know, curb appeal, the inside, the staging, the inspections done, the disclosures done, everything tidy and neat and ready to go. And then you have to have a good price.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's what I would do.
So cosmetically, what you're saying is it's not like it was a year and a half ago where you could just put anything on the market and it's going to fly off.
Yeah, no.
You better put some thought behind it and get with a real estate agent that knows what they're doing.
Right.
And put together a plan so that you have a better chance to execute that sale.
Absolutely. You got to put together the plan. And the house prep is really important. And if you're working with a professional agent, they know what things to focus on. And, you know, what things for you to spend a little bit of money on to get the most bang for your buck. Because there's so many different ways of preparing a home. There's, like, to me, there's, like, the low level, the bare minimum, the middle of the pack, and then, like, the premium package, right? So, you know, you got to be doing the minimum right now, you know, the prep work and the staging of the home and the, and all of that stuff is really important to help you get top dollar and to get – and really more important to get – eyeballs on the property. That's the exposure part of it is really important right now, especially because 95 plus percent of buyers are finding their houses online. And so you got to make sure that the internet advertising and the photography and all that is top notch. Because if it isn't, people aren't going to even go check out the house because there's other stuff to look at. They don't need your house. They can go look at other things. So
that's a really good point, you know, and we're not going to go into major detail today, but let's face it, all of us are visual. And because so much of the activity now is online, it's where it used to be. It never really was that that was the case. Your point is, and I see it all the time too, it's funny sometimes I'll pull up a listing, I'll get ready to take a look at, and it is amazing the photography, the positioning, the way it's positioned, you know, the way the wording and everything. You could tell if someone's really a professional or they put some time and energy into a listing, right?
100%. And even I've... was just at a listing I have coming up tomorrow, earlier today, and we staged it. It's a dated, it's a dated home, not a great looking on the inside.
Right.
And it was a estate sale, and they just they have zero funds to do anything. But we staged it, and I'm telling you, Joe, it made a world of difference. I mean, even you put a little bit retro-ish staging in there, because the key to that is the photography, when you take pictures of empty rooms, you get the point.
Exactly.
And so when you got furniture in there and people can visualize, because buyers don't have any visualization, that great of visualization skills, no offense to you buyers out there, it helps. So, again, not to get too deep into this, but preparation of a listing right now, just like if you're buying, is really, really important.
Okay. Yeah, well said. So keep those things in mind. If you want your house to move quickly or have a better chance, those are the things you really need to do. If there's more information you need, you could always check in with us. The other thing I'll say about sellers, we bring this up a lot, but it's worthy to repeat it, and that is if you're concerned, like, I don't want to put my house on the market or I missed the market or all that, we've talked about this before, I would say really this is where unemotionally take a look at it. We've talked about this before. If you're worried about or thinking, I missed the peak of the market, okay, if you want to look at it that way, let's say you did, and let's say your home would sell for $100,000 less today than it would a year and a half ago. Remember, when you go buy a home, there's a really good chance that home you buy, you're going to save that percentage, is my point, right?
There's that, and there's also, you've probably still doubled the value of your house if you've owned it for more than 5 years anyways. So no one's really feeling too sorry for you.
At all. And if you're in a position that you're concerned about putting your house on the market or selling your house before you buy a house, you know, give us a call and talk about that. We've talked to you before. We've done programs on cross-collateralization financing, leveraging equity from your home to purchase a home before you sell your home. We won't go into major detail on this show because it's not a specific topic, but my point is I want to get out to you people, anyone that's thinking about selling their home, but you have some concerns of the other side of that transaction or whether you could purchase or not before you sell, you know, check in with us, Mike or I, and we could walk you through that process as well, because there's a lot of stuff, as much as, you know, the internet, we all know 96, 97% of people start their search online. We know that, and it makes sense. All of us are online. I get that. But the thing that you really have to be careful with, and this is a realization to me, regardless of whether it's real estate or lending, Mike, is that just because something's online, number one, doesn't mean it's true, doesn't mean it's valid, doesn't mean it's accurate, doesn't mean it's ethical. There's a lot of stuff to be careful about. So my point is, be careful when you're doing some searching online. And this may sound like this is not meant to minimize a person's, not their credibility, but their education or even their intellect, maybe I'm looking for. But a lot of this stuff that comes up first is because people are paying ads, right? They're paying money for it. Yeah. And if you look real close, it says little ad there. My point is,
Absolutely.
I think the world we live in today, and I don't want to get sideways, but this has a lot to do with what we're talking about. The world we live in today, I think some people think when they do a Google search, the first one or two, whatever comes up means that it's the best.
Yeah,
and that's
not always the case. That's not the case.
So be careful of that.
That's not, No,
be real careful of that. All right, so we're going to shift gears a little bit and now talk about this statistic we have today about almost 40% of homes that are owned free and clear and mortgage free. Why is that important? Well, first of all, congratulations to those people that have that. That's great because I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe one of these days. No, it's great news. It's a bigger percentage than I would have thought. And that's great if the strategy is to buy the mortgage or pay your mortgage down or pay it off. But we're going to take a couple of minutes and spend some time talking about why, if you do own your home free and clear, or let's say you owe very little on it, how you could leverage your equity for some potential options and opportunities that you may not have thought about. And I know conventional wisdom, especially when you're talking to people that are very, very conservative, let's say CPAs or financial planners, they'll probably be some of the first ones that say, don't touch the equity in your home, pay your home off as quick as you can. Believe me, I know I have a financial planner, and he says that to me just about every time we meet twice a year. Well, what's your plan? And I remind him, like, I have a plan, but I'm not too focused on that right now because I still have good income earning years.
Right.
And, you know, I want to diversify my money and my investments.
Yeah.
So my point is we're going to talk a little bit, a few minutes about, you know, don't be afraid, bashful, concerned. I mean, look into some, do some due diligence, do some research. And I'm not saying go out and pull out 500 grand and go party
Vegas.
With. Well, you know what? So what?
If you do, call me.
Yeah.
I'll meet you out there.
I think it's, in some cases, I don't want to get sideways here, but I think it's sad in some cases. I see a lot of elderly people, and I'll call it 70s, 80s, 90s, mostly 80s, 90s, that they're so concerned, you know, World War II, the recession, all the stuff that they went through, all these things that they went through, that they're in this home with all this equity, and they feel paralyzed because they can't take a vacation or remodel their home or do something for their grandchildren and stuff because it's just a mentality.
Yeah.
And I do, it's sad to me to see that because I would say, and I know you can't just flip a switch like this, but I would love to see people like that. Like, take a couple hundred grand out and go freaking have a good time. Take vacations. I mean, seriously, whether it's a equity line or whether it's a equity share program we talked about, whether it's a reverse mortgage, whether it's just a small mortgage, that's just one thing that I see all the time that I would say, you know, you could do. Do some things that you haven't thought about, and I know it's tougher for the older generation,
sure.
And I get it. It doesn't come natural. One of the other things, though, Mike, let's talk about is the, you know, some people that look at the equity in their homes to potentially then grow their real estate network or worth, I would say. You have a lot of people that will actually pull money from their home, primary, let's say 100 grand, and maybe that becomes a down payment. or even a purchase of a place in Texas or Kentucky
right.
or something else. So this is something else Mike and I talked about. And, you know, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the investment opportunities? And it doesn't have to be here in Silicon Valley.
No.
We've talked about that before. But this is another thing that I've seen people do, and I know you have too, is maybe strategically leverage your equity.
Yeah, you got to think about that. And there are other places outside of California that could be good investment mm-hmm. opportunities, good return on your money. Like, for example, Detroit
yeah.
is an up-and-coming place. We recently bought some property there. Obviously, you don't really think about Detroit as being that great of an mm-hmm. area, but it is. There's a
right.
lot of development going on over there. You could pick up a house for $20,000, $30,000, fix it up, and then you're getting like 15-plus percent on your money.
Wow.
So there's stuff, and that's just one city I'm
mm-hmm.
talking. There's plenty of other opportunities abroad, you
mm-hmm.
know, to do something like that. One other point I have, too, is even taking right now, if you do have a lot of equity, just taking what Joe just said, or even taking a home equity line out, if
mm-hmm.
you're disciplined and you aren't going to use it to go to Vegas or use it on stupid things like buying a boat or
right.
something like that, and you are disciplined, and it's never a bad idea to have a home equity line for a rainy day.
Yeah.
And especially right now when values are still relatively
mm-hmm.
high and the banks are still relatively handing them out like candy,
mm-hmm.
get it done.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. And if you get a couple $100,000 of equity,
right.
if the real estate values go down, they're not going to adjust it down.
Right.
You're going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So something else to think about.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you could do with the equity in your property. And I know some people are listening to this, or you might be listening to this, and you're thinking, oh, no, you know, Joe, we knew what happened in 2008 and all the mortgage meltdown and this and that. And that's not what we're talking about. It's about education, information, and about really doing the best you can at figuring out what kind of options you have. We do these stories, we do these shows based on people might be getting ideas or thoughts. This is not for everyone, just like reverse mortgage is not for everyone, just like
mm-hmm.
a lot of things are not for everyone. So just to be clear, what we're saying is there's millions and millions of people that have a lot of equity in their home. And what I'm suggesting, if it's right for you, if you consider this as an option, there are a lot of things you could do with leveraging equity in your home, and we've talked about a couple. One is great time to take the money out, do a remodel. Remember, when you take money out of your own home and reinvest it back into your home,
yeah.
right? It makes
yeah.
a lot of sense,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're going to own it long term, because typically
yeah.
what that means, Mike, is if you have a cost or a price per square foot, and let's say, you know, it's $700-$800 or whatever it is around here, some people are probably going to faint when they hear that, but
yeah.
it's even more than that. But in theory, if I add 500 or 600 square feet at a certain cost, in theory, over time, I'm going to get that return.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. I think that's a great way to look at it. And again, and just like you said, or just to put it plainly, you're going to be reinvesting and increasing the value of your
right.
home. So
yeah.
it's kind of a no-brainer. Or, again, like if the market started to change a little bit and you're not getting as much appreciation, so I just thought of this too, is you're not getting as much appreciation on your home, but
mm-hmm.
you did take money out and invested, like we talked about, into other things, other investment property or something else that's
mm-hmm.
going to get you a better return.
Right.
That's something to think about too.
Yeah, that's a good point. And to use it to invest in another property. We talked about that before. There are programs that I won't go into detail today. We're going to do more programs on equity share. You've heard me talk about those. We've had some shows on them. I met with a couple of guys today that are part of this equity share business, and I can tell you, I know that this is going to be a huge part of the market and business over the next 5 to 10 years. I just know it. It's going to, and what I mean by that is someone, you know, there. You think about it, Mike. You own your house free and clear, and let's say it's worth $1 million or $2 million, and you take $200,000, $300,000, whatever it is, and you even invest it. I know a lot of people will like fall over on their chair when they hear this, and I'm not encouraging you to do this because some people are just crazy when they hear this kind of stuff. It's not for everybody, but there's new models, there's a new way of thinking, there's some movements when you think about your home sitting there and it's an appreciating asset, right? And so it's worth $2 million today, and you take $300,000 or $400,000 and you invest it in a conservative investment vehicle and an insurance product that over the next 10, 15, 20 years actually pays you some dividends when you retire. I know some people might think, well, can you do that? Are you supposed to do that? But think about that. You still have your home. You still have an appreciating asset. All you've done was drawn equity from that and reinvested it in a different vehicle that could work for you in a different way. And again, some people might say, I don't understand. Some people might say you're crazy, all kinds of things. But again, this is not for everyone. But keep in mind, there are so many different things you could do with equity in your home.
Enough said.
Any other final thoughts before we wrap up?
No. Again, just to reiterate, we've already said it like 10 times on the show, but don't hesitate to reach out.
Yep.
Put together a plan. Do your due diligence. And you'll be on your way.
Yeah. So give the your information out for those that are...
Thank you. You go to my website. You go to MikeDSells.com or 408-630-0101.
And those, hopefully you know how to reach me, RERadioLive.com. Email joe@RERadioLive.com, or you could always text or call 408-838-9060. Again, remember, buyers, sellers, it's a great time. Get out there and get it done. And we encourage you to make the right decisions and pick the right team. For that, we'll sign off today. Thanks again for checking in, and have a great afternoon. Take care.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.